Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Hagenbusch, would you call the roll?
Mrs. Bennett?
Present.
Mr. Inks?
Present.
Mrs. Stats?
Present.
Mr. Yule?
Present.
Mrs. Webble?
Present.
No.
Okay. Thank you, Mrs. Hagenbusch. On to item two, public participation, visitors and guests. Do we have anyone tonight? No? All right. We will move on to item three then. Agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda? No? Can I have a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? No? You can call the roll, please. Please.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Stats?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. Thank you very much. And on to item four, board business, committee reports, operations committee.
Yeah, I'll talk just a little bit. Stephanie and I, Mrs. Hagenbusch and I are going to sort of double team this as she works closely with Keith and his list. You know, I'll just say every school district during the summer, there is so much cleaning and preparation for the school year. And campus activities. And I know we have various locations throughout the district where I hope they look as good as they've ever looked. You know, our high school, for instance, that lawn is now fully in. The work that we've done with the fertilizer, when you drive by it, see the striping, you know, with the mower, it just looks really, really nice. We've worked hard at Central Campus and getting some cleanup done. With the administration building. This team has talked about the elimination of the visiting concession stand, which was probably put up there in 1950.
Okay.
It's gone. We watched it get knocked down. And we've planted seed. We've had a little paint put onto the administration building. We've continued to look at signage across the district for directional purposes. And just overall, and you go back to maintenance and custodians and getting ready for the building, it's a big job. And, you know, just from people that I've talked to, I feel like we started the school year in a good place. There are always 1,000 things that still need to be done. But Steph works really closely with Keith on some of his activities during the summer.
Let me just tell you what he told me he did this year.
Yeah.
Well, they took care of the weeds at one of the softball fields that was a little out of control. They've had to fix an ice maker at the stadium. Let's see, tear down the building. Univents, they replaced, tore apart, cleaned, pressure tested, and refurbished five of them between NES and the middle school. He had to fix an air conditioner at primary classroom, and he's working on one at the middle school office. Had to work on some roof leaks in NES. And in the administration building, they painted the ceilings at NES where the roof leak was last year, replaced some doors at the administration building and a window at the administration building, had to install and move five whiteboards and projectors. He's getting bids on boilers for NES because they're on their last legs. We have new doors at the middle school, and I believe, was NES? We put a couple doors in, I believe. You see the roofs, they've started
nice.
NES finally, that wasn't Keith, but they have finally started, on primary. NES will come after they're done with that. And again, weekends and nights, they're gonna work on those. He had to work on at NES, a rooftop unit compressor that was out. Grass seed, they were working on moving the old shed that was by the softball field, but there's stuff in it and it's kind of wobbly, so they're not sure that they can move it. He's working on what we can do with that. They put some dirt in at the ball fields, some gravel at, where did the gravel go? I can't remember. Softball field, I think. He was gonna get me a number of work orders that they worked on. I didn't see that. Oh, I'm sorry, the gravel went in the shot put area behind the stadium there. They're working on light bulbs. Apparently all the light bulbs at the middle school have been discontinued, the ones they have here, so now they have to work on retrofitting all the light bulbs in the building as they burn out the long tube light bulbs.
So the shot put area in particular has been a tough place for our track kids. So we wanted a permanent solution, and Keith's been hard at work at that. And part of it is, we have a state champion shot putter, who's only a sophomore. She was actually a national champion.
I was going to say, she's a national champion.
So we want that for all of our kids, but now is a really good time for a permanent solution. So he's been working hard.
So yeah, they've been busy all summer.
Can I just ask them about a couple of things? First of all, I think the handicap painting that's on the parking spaces at the high school looks great. I mean, that's, you could really see it. Mm-hmm. That looks really good. And I think the Edmond building does too. But can we look at the high school roof?
Yeah, it's a tough one for our maintenance, only because of the fabric. Keith believes that he's going to have to seek some outside help to get it clean.
Yeah, I don't think that is something that we would do.
Yeah,
no.
He's not a big believer in the surface for that particular building, but he, you know, it's not going to be a sprayer of some sort, so he will investigate it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then signage at the stadium. We still have people bringing in dogs.
That's already been.
I thought we had those signs.
There's no signs.
Told to be done. So I'll work on that.
That and tobacco products?
Yeah. Well, you and I talked about that, and those requests were sent that second.
Okay.
So
I think, and I've seen too, that other schools have banned sunflower seeds because of what it does to the turf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I have seen that as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
They're pretty much banned anywhere there's turf. Mm-hmm. Even turf baseball fields.
Correct.
Yeah.
Every baseball field we played on this summer with turf, there are no seeds allowed.
Right.
Yeah, so I just want to make sure that we get everything in the
They don't
the
break
sign.
Down. They don't get motion.
We have a number of things. I mean, we're on operations. I also talked to a resident about signage in the field house, mm-hmm. about cleaning shoes and taking care of this facility and those types of things. So that's part of the beauty of this is there are always things to do.
Right.
Always.
Well, and I've seen, too, that some districts will put, like, a really nice professional-looking sign on the outside of all of their buildings. You know, just saying, you know, this is what is accepted, this is what's not accepted.
Yeah.
All tobacco products are banned on school property. You know, firearms, of course. I mean, we do have a sign of that. But just, you know, everywhere, so people are on notice.
Yeah. Consistency across every building and entrance, yeah.
If I can interject for a second, too, an area that, I mean, I need to work with Stephanie probably on this at some point, but just as a board for you to be aware, with the Performing Arts Center, and we're in 5 years of being in that building at this point, we have not had any major or significant maintenance items in there, but that space is going to eventually, when it comes to replacing the light bulbs that go inside, like the stage lighting and stuff, those are significantly, and that's a significant cost. We've been fortunate that the burn time on those, we haven't hit the end of them yet. But there's gonna be some cost there. Right now, anytime we've had replaced stuff, we paid for it through either the music department or the drama department funds, which I don't think is.
No, we have money set aside for the high school. We have a levy. That collects 0.2 mils, it's inside millage.
Okay.
So we have to set $55,003 aside every year for maintenance at the high school.
Gotcha.
So that's, we should be.
I can come up with a list of things that need to be taken care of, but just being in that space and starting to get to the point where I'm getting uncomfortable knowing that there's gonna be some items that come up.
So Mr. Housewater, is that something that someone comes in and replaces all of them at one time, or is that as they go?
As they go.
Okay.
I do know that both the drama and music department are looking to raise separate funds to start replacing some of that lighting with LED lighting, which would obviously be a lot more economical in the long run, but they're expensive to start off with. So in the meantime, though, I'm looking at things that need to happen in there, or that, you know, it's a space that gets used quite a bit, but it's also one of those things where I don't even know what kind of maintenance needs to be checked or taken care of when it comes to the fly space with, like, the fire trap doors and stuff that are up there. I mean, that's outside of my world, but I can't even reach it, you know, so I don't know what needs done. I mentioned it to maintenance before, and they've said that they're taking care of that kind of stuff or checking it, but just to know that, like, those things, in addition to, like, you're mentioning the roof there, you know, it's, I'm sure there's items that we may not know about. I don't even know where to seek out some of the answers, but I do know that things are going to start needing, you know,
attention.
Kept up with. Yeah.
It's not costly to go put weed killer on a softball field,
right.
But with a space like an auditorium, which might be our most beautiful space in the whole district, our job is to be proactive in that and seek that out and not wait for things to go wrong. And there are companies that do periodic checks.
Okay.
So I know that this is the district's first time of having something like this, but they're plentiful out there. They come in and they do an assessment. It obviously has to be someone that you trust.
Yeah.
That's not going to tell you you need something when you don't. But
right.
They're out there.
Okay. That's good.
So if we have to set this money aside for the high school, and if we don't use that money on a yearly basis for repairs, does that just go back into the general fund?
No, it just accumulates. We have to do it, for, I think it's 20 years. I'd have to look for sure how long it is. But it pays for the, you know, like if the boiler were to break, the water treatment things, you know, it's supposed to be set up, the roof, you know, if we get to the point where we have to replace the roof, because they don't want buildings to go up and then districts to go, we don't have any money, we can't fix them.
Is it anything on the high school campus or just that building?
It's that building.
Okay.
And or anything that was paid for with the OFCC funds, like softball field. We did it for
stadium.
Some maintenance on the softball field, the stadium, no.
Okay.
But it would include the field house.
No, that's OFC. That was not OFCC.
But it was left over.
We're gonna get
funds.
It.
That was our money.
Oh, okay.
Like the LFI.
I didn't realize that there was that there. So that's fine. I just didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, we bought, you know, the floor scrubbers with it. Some things that have had to been replaced.
We may be able to reach out to CT Taylor and see if they know of a company or work with a company that does.
Yeah.
That does that. Probably a place to start.
I have a really good contact for it, so
perfect.
I will
talk to Mr. Addis.
I will contact him tomorrow and get us heading in the right direction with that.
Awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Anything else with operations?
Nope, we're good.
Nope. All right, that was a good one. All right. Finance committee.
We have not met, but we have a levy on the ballot in November, issue number 33, which is for our permanent improvement to fix all of the things we've just been talking about, but it's not a new tax, and it's just a renewal. We bought, there's a list here of things that we've bought, but especially like technology that we had to purchase through the pandemic for kids to take, you know, use technology. We've used it for that. We've obviously used it for buses, for roofs. They're fixing the roof at the primary right now. Mm-hmm. Just anything that lasts 5 years or more, we can use it. And we have really stretched this money over the years since 1983 to keep up our buildings, because we do have a nice new building, but we have three other ones that are, they're old.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to keep up on them and to be good stewards to the community to maintain these buildings. So. If there's any questions, but it is not a new tax. That's the main thing. It's just a renewal.
Very good. Thank you very much. And I do want to reiterate that, you know, this levy's been in since the early 80s?
83,
and it's passed every time. The community has supported us every time. But the dollar amount we collect does not go up unless we have new construction.
That's correct.
So there's no increase in the money that we collect. And I will say it's amazing what this district has done in 40 years with the same dollar amount every single year. You know.
So if somebody's house appraisal goes up, we don't collect more?
No.
No.
Yep.
Only new construction.
They may pay more, but somebody else's value has gone down in relation to that, and it balances out. We get the same amount.
So if you have... my house goes up, but my neighbor's goes down, I pay more.
They would pay less.
But the district overall gets the same amount. We're
right.
Not allowed to get a penny more.
Right.
We get a dollar amount divided between everybody, so it just depends.
Yeah.
New construction is where we get extra money.
So if like appraisals all go up, what comes into the district is the same amount?
Good question. Awesome. On to policy. Committee.
We have not met. There's been a couple of...
There's three.
Yeah, we need to...
We need to schedule a meeting.
We need to schedule a meeting sooner rather than later to do first reading.
Okay.
Or review to have first reading, so I can get with you.
Yeah.
Is it Lisa?
Or wait.
Yes.
Last time I left you out and scheduled him.
You did.
You should be on policy.
We'll have to get together and figure out a time.
Okay, very good. All right, community engagement.
There's so much that's going on right now where we are connected with our community. You know, we have a really large event coming up in October. It's our Hall of Fame game and Hall of Fame induction ceremony. We're welcoming 12 new members to the Norton Hall of Fame. So that's 12 people coming back. Our community is aware of it. We've been active with Facebook on it. I've sent emails out about it. So we're excited about that. I just looked the other day, of course during the summer our Facebook numbers went down a little bit, but since school has started, they have exploded. This is a community, and Danny, I don't know if you've looked at the numbers recently, but we are getting a large number of views for whatever the district is putting out on Facebook. And we try and stay really active. It was probably a blessing for everyone. I lost my administrative rights to Facebook for a few weeks. We don't know how. Angie doesn't know how. She may have done it secretly and just not told me. But they came back today, so we had a little celebration. On top of that, the district has been really active with our email communication, via our notification letters, videos, whatever it is we need to send out, and the buildings have as well. Obviously something that we would rather not have to do, but that we do every day is our dashboard that goes out to the community. And we stay connected with our website. Denny gets on there. I know Jackie puts some stuff on there for me. Angie, of course. So we do feel really connected to people. I think that the community is aware of what is happening in our school district, which ultimately is our goal. We're telling our story, which is what we want to do. It's one of our goals.
Good. So. It's been good. It has been very good this year. So thank you very much. Technology and instruction.
So I have the largest update because Angie is unable to be here. So bear with me. She said, just read it and tell them you don't know the answers to the questions. It's not your area. So I can leave this with you. The technology update, NeoNet technician. We're grateful for the additional support of having a NeoNet technician here every Wednesday to help with closing tickets. Having the assistance has provided more time for John to work on all of the new hires, which were quite a few this particular school year. This is in regards to account creation, doing phone setup, equipment movement, preparation, etc. Dennis, who is the technician from UNET, is capable and steps up his game every time he's here, and he's getting to know the district and the staff better each day. And we could certainly use 1 to 2 additional days to allow us to keep up with everything and be more proactive with possible issues. Inventory is constantly in need of updating and verifying. We'd like to be able to focus on more projects and make things more efficient. If additional assistance is ever a possibility, we would definitely benefit from it. The stadium update. Fiber has been run from the high school to the stadium and is ready to be live. All of the switches that the access points, phones, and ports connect to have been installed. These are located in the press box and the concession area. The internal wireless access points have been installed in the concession and the press box area as well. The huddle camera has been mounted by maintenance and they have the power to run it. They have power run to it, sorry. NeoNet is likely to be back out later this week to install the external wireless access points, the wireless bridge, and the phones that came in. This should finish up the project. As a reminder, those in the home stands, press box, and in the concession area will have Wi-Fi access. Also, live streaming will be from the huddle camera mounted on the outside of the press box at the 50-yard line. So that's the stadium update. Emergency Connectivity Fund. We have applied for 894 Chromebooks for students and 16 teacher laptops through this grant. If funded, we will be able to go one-to-one with take-home devices in grades 4 through 12. If funded, we will pull out existing cards in these grades and reallocate them to grades that do not have enough devices for all students currently. These would stay in cards. We would need PI dollars to continue the one-to-one program in years to come due to replacing the devices every 5 years. Mr. Addis, Mr. Hagenbush, and Mrs. Wagner have discussed all of this. All signs are pointing to us getting the funding, but we have not yet received anything for sure. Nothing to verify that. Chromebooks loaned out from 2020 to 2021. We have 9 Chromebooks that still need to be repaired, but they're waiting on replacement parts. There are still Chromebooks that have not been returned, and families have been emailed, called, and even mailed invoices. We have 12 Chromebooks returned irreparable, and those families have been emailed, and the charge for the cost to replace the device has been added to the student's account. New wireless. We rolled out our new NT Internal 21 wireless over the summer. This involved updating the password on all the laptops, the Chromebooks, the iPads, the Nooks, and all of the devices utilized in district. The computer lab, room 201 at Morton Elementary, has been changed from a lab to a classroom space. They dismantled the lab, upgraded the desktops in the media center with some of those computers from 201. And then E-Rate 21-22, we are awarded over $19,000 in E-Rate funding for the purchase and installation of battery backups and switch replacements at NES and MSNNPS. We will file online to start the project and work with NeoNet to get these items installed this week. I will leave this with all of you. Like I said, please don't ask any questions because I don't know. Okay, then the other half of that, the curriculum update. So I've provided a copy to Mrs. Lovell and to Mrs. Bennett. In the summer of 21, these were some of the things that we did. I have been really up and receiving quite a bit, making sure all of the things we've ordered have come in. So we've updated all of the middle school science curriculum. Unfortunately, with COVID, a lot of things were on back order and we're slowly rolling in. So we are still waiting on one more unit for our sixth grade classroom. We are going to use some PI money to order new microscopes for the middle school. They too are on back order. We're not sure when they're coming. We did order all of these things in July. We're just still waiting. We have implemented the new meteorology course at the high school. In fact, it's so popular that we have 2 sections of it. So that is kind of exciting for the kids. Mrs. Ward's career tech, her athletic health science and wellness class, we've updated the anatomy and physiology books for that. They were really pretty old, so it was time to get some new stuff. We have purchased a new program for our kindergarten through 7th grade students, Spotlight on Music. So that has been upgraded. I can't tell you when the last time was they had music materials, things that they didn't have to pull together on their own. We've updated the books and materials for child development and foods for Mrs. Barnhart's class. We also have a new high school class called College and Career Readiness. We purchased the materials for that. Through our curriculum instruction committee, we met with Barberton at one point in time, and they shared the materials that they were using for that class. So we've gone ahead and on a fee-based for the kids, they've purchased the materials, the books for the kids to be able to use in that class. We've also assisted Mrs. Castell in getting some additional curriculum. So that class is up and running at the high school.
Is it just one class of
that? No, it's multiple classes of that. Good. I think I had to order 150 of the books.
Good.
So we do have quite a few students in there. We've also added that credit recovery class, or credit recovery program at Norton High School to get those students credits who are deficient and keeping them on track for graduation. So Corey Tankley was hired, and he's also an intervention specialist. So while our students are in there working, if they're entitled to student services or special services, he's able to provide them with those minutes as well. And then we are getting Mrs. Levac some new AP art history books, and those are going to be on tonight's agenda. So should you approve them, we'll go ahead and create those purchase orders next week or later this week. In moving ahead to school year 21-22, we will be reviewing our math materials, and the plan is to adopt new math resources, grades K to 12, to be used in the 22-23 school year. So you spend a year going through, reviewing, making the decisions, adopting it, and then beginning the following school year, we'll have all of these things. The following year, we're looking at English language arts, but I'm really holding on to that until the dyslexia committee puts out their recommendations, which are due out in December. So I don't want to spend a large amount of money on a program that would not really be supported by the committee. So that will be in the following year. Couple of things that are currently happening right now. Mrs. Ebner and I met this morning. We are going to offer a professional developer book study opportunity. We're going to begin this at Norton Elementary and then expand it through middle school and high school. We're working on using effective writing strategies to go writing across the curriculum. So beginning with, it's as simple as sentence structure in the earlier grades and moving to more complex multi-paragraph things like that. So the book that we're basing it on is Using the Writing Revolution. We had a voluntary meeting today and we had 24 teachers show up, so we're pretty excited about that. So that will begin. We're going to be meeting with them 8 times throughout the course of the school year, where they will be asked, we'll be doing some reading, a lot of collaboration, and then they'll be actually implementing some of the strategies in the classrooms and bringing back the results so we can kind of talk and share. So hopefully that goes very well. And then again, we'll move it up to the higher grade levels. Also beginning today at Norton Elementary, we spent some time last week training our grade 2 teachers in implementing the Hegarty program. So we were using that previously in the pre-K and the K and the 1. So if you heard your student come home and say, we did our yellow book activities, we did our blue book activities, or maybe you saw it last year when they were remote learning, it really works on letters and sounds and breaking things apart, beginning sounds, medial sounds, end sounds, so that the students really have that foundation. We see that as they get a little bit older, if they're weaker in that area, that tends to be a struggle for them. So kind of keeping it consistent. So going into Hegarty in second grade will be another good resource for that. And then we were going to follow up with a shorter process in third grade. So we're really kind of keeping that going. Our third grade literacy tutor began meeting with students this week. Unfortunately for us, we had to hire the position twice because the first one did resign due to taking a full-time position in another district. So that kind of set us back a little bit. So we did hire an instructor, and so she's been working with those kids. Map testing at NES is just about complete. We're in the process of the makeups now, and we're beginning to do our map testing at North Middle School in grades 5 to 6 this week, and then we'll be having grades 7 through 8 we'll be testing next week. This is the first year we brought grade 8 into it, so we will have even more data going through that. And then once we have all of the scores collected, Mrs. Ebner goes through them and looks to see, do we have any new gift identifications, and if that is the case, she will reach out to those families and teachers and let them know what that means for them. The Four Cities Compact is sending out a survey this year for students in grades 7 to 10 to see what programs they're most interested in, so they can look to start seeking out new programs or look to see if there's a program that has really kind of fallen off and maybe they're going to phase it out. That survey closes on September 24th, 2021. And I do know that Roger has sent that survey to both Mr. Shaner and to Mr. Robbins. So I have been following up with them to make sure that that goes out to the kids. It's literally a Google form that takes not very long to fill out. School district report cards typically come out in September, not this year. They're slated to be released in October, and there will be some changes. I will be part of a meeting tomorrow morning, or I'll be attending a meeting in which Marianne Motley from the Department of Education will be talking about what those updates look like for districts. So what things will be included on the report card, what will not be included on the report card, and what the changes are going to mean in moving forward for those districts. On October 13th, we have mega testing day at the high school. So Mr. Addis was asking for some clarification on this last week. So the freshmen will be taking the PSAT 8-9, or 9-10, I'm sorry. Sophomores will be taking the PSAT. Juniors who choose to participate in the NMSQT have that option, and those remaining juniors will be taking a full-length practice ACT. So that would all be happening on that day in October.
Okay, remind us what the NMSQT is.
That is for the juniors who can qualify for National Merit Scholarships.
Okay.
And then lastly, the third grade OSTs this year are going to be October 21st and 22nd. So those are our state tests for third grade, and then they'll take that test again in the spring. So that's what's going on in my world.
That's it?
That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Wow.
I said it was going to take a lot of time. So you have both of these.
Thank you.
Great. Thank
I'm
you very much.
I'm glad to see the Four Cities Compact is doing another survey. I think that's always good for our expectation.
Yes. And I think if we get the information back early enough, and we can start looking to talk to Roger to see if there are some things that we would be able to do.
Yeah.
Mr. Oswald, anything in your world from special education?
So I have a lot going on, but I don't have a list like Amy does. I will say that one of the biggest areas that, you know, at least is my focus this year, coming in new to the position and just kind of getting a bird's eye view of what's going on, is I'm in the process of putting together a compliance and internal monitoring committee that will review our IEPs and ETRs as they're written to make sure that they are compliant and, you know, basically that all of the little holes are buttoned up so that if we were to ever be taken to court for whatever reason, that they can't find anything on us. So we we feel like that's an area that as a department definitely needs to be looked at, just because with transition of having three different directors in 3 years now and with COVID, there's been some areas that have been overlooked and missed, and we just want to make sure that we're cleaning that stuff back up and having some consistency moving through. So with that increase, I started every other week, so a bi-weekly newsletter from the department, updating them on things that are coming my way, or just giving them tidbits of information to say, hey, like, don't forget, these are the things that we're focusing on. The department's been very receptive of it. And then in addition to that, this is along with that, we I think at the last meeting we talked about all of the educational aid positions that needed filled. I have, out of all of the vacancies, I have one more left, and I meet with, I have an interview tomorrow, so hopefully that will be our last one. It's buttoned up for the year.
Great.
Mr. Oswald, yeah. Are you going to be heading up the dyslexia program, or is that going to be Mrs.?
We'll be working together. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll be working together.
It's kind of, it's on my radar, but it's not something I've dived much into yet, so.
There's some recent clarity that's come out on that in terms of what our responsibilities would be. So before it was kind of out there, now they're starting to present some clearer vision of what is needed. And just to finish up their thoughts, we're doing financial literacy in grades 1 through 4 too, which has really been a positive thing. Brooke Warner's teaching that as part of the, what's the course?
Achievement.
Yeah, so she's elated. I went in and watched a little bit of a lesson that they're doing. It's fantastic. Amy mentioned state test scores. National article just out the other day about state test scores. They're down across the entire United States.
Yes.
To be expected. They are in our state. They are in our area. They will be in our school district as well. And, you know, districts will be forced to make, you know, just understand everything that our kids and teachers went through last year. I was kind of amazed that we still did the end of course testing. So we just have to, we're gonna have to regroup from this. Everyone is. But we'll take a look at those when they come out. And then, you know, Denny mentioned some special ed stuff. He's connected with some really strong local directors. Some of them are veterans, and I've shared this with him, and I'll share it with the board. The same compliance issues, the same battles that he faces every single day, the veteran special ed directors face just because of the nature of the business. They're never on cruise control in special ed. You know, they never have their feet up on the desk and everything's great. It's constant watching what we're doing. So thanks for your start. Off to a good start.
Great. Thank you very much. Great reports. Thank you for your work. On to item 5, executive session. Can I have a motion to move into executive session to discuss employment of personnel, sale and purchase of property, and to discuss pending legal action?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Mr. Inks?
Yes.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. We are in executive session.
Do you got that, Dana?
Okay, we're out of executive session. Can I get a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Is there any discussion?
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Statz?
Yes.
Mr. Yule?
Yes.
Mrs. Webble?
Yes.
Mrs. Bennett?
Yes.
Mr. Inks?
Yes. Motion passes 5-0. We are adjourned. Thank you.